Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, The Key.
Hi there, Alvis.
I beg your pardon.
I said hello.
What are you doing in here? My secretary didn't say anything about my having an appointment.
Well, this is a kind of special appointment, Alvis.
I
saw it in gold letters on the door. D. Arthur Winterton, consulting broker. Pretty nice layout.
Would you mind telling me what you want and then get out?
Yes, sir, Alvis. A real classy layout. We should be able to live real nice on this.
We?
Have I changed so much in 20 years that even my own buddy doesn't tip?
Changed?
20 years. Put your mind back 20 years, Alvis, or don't you like soiling your beautiful thoughts with a memory?
Calm, Stanhope.
The same, alive and kicking.
Calm, but I thought you'd be...
I'm back to get my share of the break, which should be a nice size, what with interest.
20 years.
I'll bet that 20 years has passed like a cloud in the sky for you, Alvis. But not for me. I sweated out every minute of it. Once I went a little stir-crazy and hit a guy, and they put me in solitary for a long time. It was dark, cold, wet in that hole, and they fed me bread and water. My 20 years has taken 20 years to go by. We've got a lot of talking to do, Alvis.
We can't talk here, Con.
It's as good a place as any.
But there are people who might hear you, my secretary.
This is your place of business, isn't it?
Yes,
but... Well, I'm talking business.
Can't we leave it till this evening?
You talk like you're not pleased to see your old buddy.
Of course I'm pleased. It's just something of a shock.
Yes, I can well imagine 20 years of a shock.
Did they let you out?
I didn't break out, if that's what you mean.
But they gave you life.
Well, life doesn't mean forever sometimes, Alvis. Sure, they gave me life, but it was a manslaughter charge, Alvis. Remember, 20 years was enough, they said. You're all free, they said, so I walked out.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
I thought you'd be pleased.
I certainly am. If there's anything I can do to help you get a fresh start...
I paid my debt to society. You got no idea how it feels to have paid one's social debt, Alvis. It's a nice, clean feeling. That's what it is.
Good.
The first thing I did when I walked into the free air was look up my old friend and buddy, you.
And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, that's what I kept telling myself. I said, Con, you should not have bothered Alvis like this. And then I said, why not? We're still pals. 20 years don't frizzle a man's feelings, do they, Alvis?
Indeed not, no.
In fact, in 20 years, a man can build on those feelings. They can grow till that's all he's thinking about. I thought about you heaps in prison, Alvis.
It must have been very lonely.
Point of fact, you filled my thoughts day and night. Without you, I'd have gone over the wall or around the bend.
It's gratifying to know that, Con. Now, what can we do for you?
Sir, day and night I've thought about you.
I've got a luncheon engagement in a minute, Con, so if we can meet later on, we can talk about things.
Well, I feel like talking now. There are so many things I wanted to tell you first off, it's kind of hard to think. You ever get that way, Alvis? Ever find it hard to think?
Quite often.
You weren't like that 20 years ago, were you?
Now, Con, let's not...
No, sir, you were sharp like a tack 20 years ago. You assessed the situation promptly, clearly, then ran for your worthless life.
Now, Con, you know that's not true.
You ran for your life, and you didn't stop running till you hit this one-horse town. I didn't run, Alvis. I stood and covered you. I covered you long enough for you to get the car moving, then pick me up. But the funny thing was, Alvis, that car went the wrong way. It went away from me instead of towards me. There I was, standing all alone like the orphan on a rock with a gun in my fist and half the city police force in my hammer. I remember that real well, Alvis.
That's not how things went at all, Con. I admit I ran, but not till I saw that there was no hope in the world of getting the car to you.
And, of course, having come to that conclusion, you didn't bother trying, did you?
What was the use?
And in that car was $100,000 in small bills.
It was nearly impossible to get rid of it, Con. I had to drop a lot to clear it.
You had to drop $70,000 to clear it, Alvis. Isn't that right? You dropped all that much because you were cold, scared you'd be landed with a lot.
How did you know?
A little bird told me.
It's not a great deal of money, Con.
Well, my share was a total of $12,500.
Yes, well, I think we should have a chat about that.
Yes, all right.
Do you have anywhere to stay?
Yes, I do.
Oh, fine. If you'll give me the address, I'll look you up tonight and we'll have
you know the address, Alvis.
I do.
21 The Crescent.
But that's my place.
Our place.
You wouldn't do it, Con.
I've done it.
But my wife, what'll she think?
I wouldn't know. I've never met the woman. You'll think of something to tell her. You're her husband.
She'll wonder. Con, it was a mistake coming here.
We all make mistakes. My first mistake was 20 years ago when I stood and covered for you. When I stood in the dock and refused to name the guy with me on the robbery. Now, your first mistake was when you ran out of me.
I've explained that,
Your second mistake was when you ducked out of your obligation. You didn't even bother to find a good lawyer for me. I had the public defender. He had a toothache right through the trial.
I had to hide out, Con.
Poor fella, your next mistake was when you didn't try and get word to me in stir. Your next mistake was not telling me how much you got for the loot. All mistakes, Alvis.
I couldn't, Con. When I moved here and started afresh, I met people. I got married. And I
turned respectable?
Yes. I don't want anything to upset that.
Oh, I can see that. Hey, you're worried, aren't you, partner?
Yes, I'll admit that I... What did you call me?
Partner.
Now look here, Con.
Partner. I'm a clean skin. I don't owe society 10 minutes of my time, but you owe plenty. You're the missing link in a crime committed 20 years ago. That's a long time, I know, but the police have a long memory, Alvis, even longer than mine. And they'd be kind of interested in my tale of woe, and I can go to them with a light in my eyes because I've paid for my sins.
You wouldn't do it, Con.
I've paid for my sins, Alvis, and now I think it's about time you started paying for yours, partner.
Con, you've been here for a month now. My wife is beginning to ask questions.
Know any good answers?
And the people around here are thinking things.
First time for years from the look of them.
You came in roaring drunk last night.
Boy, you can say that again.
I don't like it.
Well, I enjoyed it immensely.
And I have something else to tell you.
You remind me of a little old bee buzzing in a little old bottle.
I've been reading some law books. And I
found... Now, that's a heck of a way to spend your spare time. Now, what did you find, Alvis, old pal?
I found that I can't be charged with a crime I committed.
Well, now, the first thing you learn is never admit you committed any crime. Somebody might be listening.
My crime of 20 years ago is outlaw.
Not murder. That's never outlawed. You read the wrong book.
I didn't murder that guy.
Go and sit down, boy, before you fall down. You were an accessory before the fact, and I was there. That makes me a witness.
All right. But who's going to take your word for it? I'm a respected man in the community. You're an ex-convict and a killer to boot. No one will take your word against mine.
Maybe not. But I could kill your business. I could foul things up with your charming wife. I could ruin you everywhere you went. You see, Alvis, people love to hear the worst about friends. It's a universal failing. They like the frailty of man to be seen, heard, and talked about. Just so long as the frailty happens to sit on a neighbor's shoulders.
But, Con, this place is no good for a man like you. I don't make enough on the business to take care of your needs. You want to go to the big cities where there's a chance of a big cleanup.
Well, I like it here. It's quiet. It's wonderfully clean. It's open. And I get a half share in a good little business.
Will you stop saying that? You have no share in my business.
Read that paper on the table.
This one?
That's the one.
But it's a contract form.
Well, not quite. It's a partnership agreement.
I won't sign it. I will not be blackmailed into signing this thing. Not for all the money.
Can you get me the office of the Daily Chronicle, please?
Connor.
Hey, now, why are all country newspapers always called the Chronicle, Elvis?
No, Con, you wouldn't. Not to me.
I'd like to speak to the editor if he's not.
Please, Con.
Well, it's interesting enough, I guess.
All right, Con, I'll sign it. I said I'll sign it.
Okay. Well, that editor won't be happy about losing such a juicy hunk of scandal.
How much money do you want, Con? Do you want it all?
No.
You reckon I owe you $12,000. All right, I'll give them to you. I'll write you a check right this very second.
Well, $12,000 was the principal. Now, there's a little matter of interest.
How much interest? I'll give you $24,000. That's twice what I owe you. Surely that'll be enough to give you a stake.
Interest on 20 years broken down into weeks and hours and minutes and even seconds. That's the interest I want.
I see.
No, you don't. Your puerile little imagination won't allow you to see what's in store for you. You're not really game to think of the worst.
You're a devil, aren't you?
I'm your devil, Elvis. I'm your own private retribution. You've got no idea what's going to happen to you. But you and I are going to be partners till the day you die.
Or you die.
But I'm in remarkably good health for a man who spent 20 years behind bars. I intend living a long time, all being well.
And there's nothing I can do.
Nothing short of murder. When you haven't the stomach for that. I want you to order me a car tomorrow as befits a partner. And I want a room turned into an office. I want a weekly expense account.
Will you do one thing for me?
Probably not.
Will you move into a hotel or something? My wife is beginning to...
You'll ask awkward questions. No, Elvis, I will not move out. I want to be near you all the time.
Won't anything make you call it quit?
Nothing. And I've decided I want to meet all the people you deal with. Oh, don't worry about me upsetting them. I wouldn't want to harm a business in which I have such a large and personal interest. Well, good night, partner.
Good night, Tom.
Nice dreams.
Partners. Partners till the day you die. Till the day you die.
Would you care for some more coffee, Mr. Stanhope?
Don't you think it's about time you called me Con?
Mr. Stanhope, I don't know what hold you have over my husband, but it doesn't entitle you to expect civility or friendship from me.
Maybe I should start insisting.
Wouldn't do you any good.
Don't worry, Delia, I won't insist on anything. I want to live in friendly relations with you, and I mean that. But if you insist on the freeze treatment, I don't think I'll worry too much.
Good. We know where we stand, don't we?
Don't we?
What is it you've got against Albus?
Is he a good husband?
He's always provided well for me.
Do you love him?
That's my business.
Granted. Has he ever told you anything about his past life?
He once told me he was rather wild in his youth.
Oh, he was always prone to understatements.
And I'm quite sure you were a product of his wild days.
Well, that's a nice old-fashioned way of putting it. You might even say I'm the prize product of his wild days.
And you're blackmailing him, aren't you?
Ask him.
He won't tell me.
Well, in that case, I'll tell you. No, I don't think I am really blackmailing him. No, I'm not. I never did like blackmailers.
Don't tell me you have a code of ethics.
Used to have. Never put anybody on a spot. Never worked a blackmail racket. Never turned down a bite. Never talked on a man. Never run out on a friend. Yes, I had a certain code of ethics.
And which one of these ethics did Albus bruise?
Ask him.
I have.
Have I made myself objectionable since I've been here?
No.
Have I detracted in any way from the business?
No, I don't think so.
In fact, I've helped. I've helped, haven't I?
Yes.
Well, would you call that blackmail?
All I know is that Alvis is frightened to death of you, and there's a reason.
Ask him.
Oh, stop saying that.
Hello, Delia.
Hello, Alvis.
Well, busy time, Alvis?
Very.
I hope you've made us some more money.
There's no need to worry.
No, I'm not worrying. Just checking on my investment.
You haven't invested a penny in
$12,500 to start, plus 20 years of hard groundwork. That's my investment.
You didn't tell me about that. Alvis, I said you didn't mention it to me.
Well, it must have slipped his memory. Tell her about it, partner. I'm going to take a little stroll. Get him to tell you. I'll bet he won't.
Well?
Could I have some coffee? I have a headache.
I'm waiting.
Please, Delia, I've had a bad day.
You've been having a lot of bad days lately. Now, what's it about? Did he put $12,000 into the business or didn't he?
It's rather difficult to explain.
I can't see why. He either did or he didn't. Now, what's it to be?
No, he didn't.
That's all I wanted to know. No need to make a production out of it.
Delia, I'm going to tell you something.
And about time.
I'm going to tell you about a boy. A very young boy. And how his life became entangled with that of a hardened criminal. It began about 23 years ago when I was... It was 20 years before I saw him again.
Con Stanhope.
Now, you know, why I can't do anything about it.
And we'll have that to put up with for the rest of our lives?
It looks that way.
Not me, Alvis. Oh, no. I didn't marry you to share you with a convict from your past. Oh, no. Either you get rid of him, or I go. And that's that.
Now, dear, don't get yourself in a fit.
I've said my say, and I'm not saying anything else on the subject.
I think I'll go for a stroll.
You go where you like. But don't forget what I told you, will you?
Oh, my dear, I shan't forget. He goes, or you go. Is that right?
That is so right.
He goes, or she goes. He goes, or she goes.
That's the first sign.
Oh, you frightened me.
Talking to yourself, first sign of madness.
Delia has delivered an ultimatum.
Strong-minded women give me a pain.
With Delia, it's not so much a matter of being strong-minded.
Don't tell me your troubles.
The ultimatum is that either you go or she will leave me. It's apparent that she can't stand the sight of you or the fact that you're forcing yourself on the household.
Did you tell her the little story?
Yes, I did. And she thinks you're a nasty type.
Well, for what it's worth, I don't think she's so hot either.
You're ruining my home and my life, Con.
You shut up, you little worm. You locked me up for 20 years. Well, that doesn't matter, does it? No, you little creep, you fat little worm. Don't talk to me about ruining anybody's life, you hypocrite.
I still can't have you doing this dreadful thing to me, Con. I really can't.
What a pity.
It's just that I've spent so long building things up here and having a well-ordered, smooth life. I can't lose it. I'm sorry. Sorry, Con. I'm awfully sorry.
Your friend.
He decided to leave, after all.
How'd you manage that?
I pointed out the fact that he was doing dreadful things to our way of life, and he agreed to take a cash settlement and leave.
When does all this happen?
It's already happened.
Already?
Yes, he's received exactly what he asked for. I'm sending his luggage on.
But I didn't think he'd give up that easily.
Oh, after talk, he gave up arguing altogether.
Shouldn't I ask any more questions, Alvis?
No, my dear, you shouldn't. Now, I think I'll pop off to bed. It's been a full day. Good night, my dear.
Good night, Alvis.
Well, I must say, it's nice to have breakfast without Con's face across the table.
Yes, wonderful. Did he say where he was? I mean, is there any chance anyone will ever talk to him again?
No one will ever talk to Con Stanhope again.
It's been a nightmare these weeks.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello.
Good morning, Albus. Did I disturb your breakfast, Albus?
Who is it?
No one.
You look shocking. What is it?
Nothing. I haven't time for breakfast. I've got to get to the office. I don't know what time I'll be home. Yes. I know it's early, but I want to see doctor as soon as possible. I don't know what's wrong with me. Thank you. Yes, I'll be there. It's some kind of psychosis, of course. A guilt complex or something. She's early. Good morning, Miss Andy. You're early.
I didn't want to miss you.
No.
Yes. You've more on the slate now, Albus, haven't you? You're a murderer like me.
He must be outside. I'll fix this once and for all. Now, what's all this nonsense about? No, not a soul. I will not become hysterical. I will not become hysterical. I will sit down here and wait for my appointment. I will keep a firm grip on myself. No, it couldn't be. He's dead! He's dead!
Very nice, Salvis, but we haven't been to a club in years. Why the sudden desire for nightlife?
Oh, didn't want to be on my own, I suppose. My nerves aren't the best tonight.
Still thinking about Carl?
Don't mention his name.
Oh, sorry.
Let's sit down.
Okay.
No, let's go home.
Want to tell me about it?
You said you'd rather not know, didn't you? He's gone, and that's all you've got to think about. He's gone. He's dead.
No, I don't want to know. It's best. The only thing you could have done. Don't think about it anymore. It's 3 o'clock, Albus. Come to bed.
In a little while.
Not too long.
Don't turn around, Albus.
You can't.
You've been expecting me?
Yes.
You can't escape your obligations, Albus. 20 years of interest is too much to dodge. You'll live with us, Albus, always.
You're a dead man, Con.
I'll never be dead for you, Albus. Never. Think about it.
I won't live with it always, Con. Not with you hanging over me. I tried to shoot myself because Khan came back to see me.
That's impossible.
So I tried to kill myself. I put the gun to my power and I pulled the trigger. All it did was make a noise. Nothing. It's loaded with blanks, Delia. Blank cartridges.
You remember me, Albus? The guy who never miscalculates? You think I'd let you near a gun that didn't have blanks in it? Oh, but don't worry. You got years to make another try. You are a thief, a coward, and a moral murderer.
You're a devil.
I've paid my debt to society, Albus, but you're well in the red. In fact, you've just managed your first installment. But there's plenty of time. All the time in the world. Good night, partner.
Closing door finishes a story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery, romance, or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by the key.